Like many of us, our linguist Jeff Nunberg refers to Wikipedia, but wonders if its widespread use signals the rebirth of the encyclopedia or the end of it.
If defenders of traditional print culture were looking for a portent that end times are upon us, they might have found it in a sentence from one of Paul Krugman's New York Times columns a couple of months ago. The sentence began, "A conspiracy theory," says Wikipedia, "attempts to explain the cause of an event as a secret plot." That phrase, "says Wikipedia," had me doing a double take. We usually reserve that kind of attribution for sources that have acquired an institutional voice that transcends their individual contributors. We can say, "according to the Oxford English Dictionary," or "in the words of the Encyclopedia Britannica," or for that matter, "the New York Times says." But it was odd to see that lofty syntax used to talk about Wikipedia. It was as if Krugman had quoted some anonymous graffiti written on the wall of a bathroom in Nassau Hall and introduced them with, "according to Princeton University." But then maybe Krugman was just owning up to what most scholars and journalists keep as a guilty secret, which is that they rely on Wikipedia all the time. By rely on, I don't mean just for doing preliminary research, which is what scholars usually say about how they use Wikipedia, in the same tone that they adopt when they cop to glancing at People magazine in the dentist waiting room. I mean using Wikipedia as a primary source of information. Or at least I do. In fact, I've been keeping a log of the questions I've gone to Wikipedia with in the last few months. Which Edsel models were full-size cars? When did Henry Wallace deliver his Century of the Common Man speech? What's the difference between discrete and continuous probability distributions? When did Nirvana first perform Smells Like Teen Spirit? And that's not to mention all the names I looked up from my Whatever Happened To file. Pia Zadora, Chuck Knobloch, Elian Gonzalez, Ima Sumac, Vanilla Ice, Joey Heatherton, and the guys from Humble Pie who weren't Peter Frampton. I almost never bother to verify the answers. Usually I don't much care. Like most people, I suspect, I use Wikipedia for idle ruminating, usually when I ought to be doing something else. And anyway, Wikipedia has as good a chance of being right on these as anybody else does. You figure it isn't going to lead you wrong about probability distributions, or when Roberto Clemente was National League MVP, or when Phil Collins joined Genesis. There are just too many people out there who make it a point of pride to know that stuff. And where else would you go to find out about Pia Zadora, the undead, or fantasy characters? I haven't actually read any of the Harry Potter books, but I figure that any group of people who take the collective time and trouble to compile a 7,000-word article just on Lord Voldemort have got to know what they're talking about. But it's imprudent to trust the wisdom of crowds when it comes to fixing the date of birth of Daniel Defoe or the titles of Max Beerbohm's works or what Joyce had to say about Ibsen. And Wikipedia is even more helpless at explaining any of those writers. The collective process isn't going to be able to produce the consistent viewpoint or the engaged tone of voice that criticism requires. In fact, the prose of Wikipedia is inexorably drawn to a kind of corporate impersonality. It's the way the English language would talk if it had no place to go home to at night. But I expect most users recognize Wikipedia's strengths and limitations. At their best, the articles are arrays of more or less reliable facts. At their worst, they're so jumbled and incoherent that factual incorrectness is a mere side issue. I think of what the physicist Wolfgang Pauli once said about a paper submitted to a journal, "This isn't right, this isn't even wrong." But what did we expect? The most exasperating thing about all these arguments about Wikipedia is that everybody seems to assume it's a single entity, the way an encyclopedia is. The Wikipedians explain how this open collaborative process is lurching toward a neutral and methodical synthesis of all human knowledge. The critics charge that it's undermining the conceptions of expertise and intellectual order that the encyclopedia has embodied since the Enlightenment. But in one form or another, that picture of human knowledge was always a grand illusion, even back when we could believe in the unity of high culture. By now, the encyclopedia and the dictionary are really just symbols that we honor with inattentive piety. Actually, it's my guess that most of the people who harumph about how Wikipedia is nothing like an encyclopedia haven't actually opened one for some time. But then, Wikipedia is steeped in exactly the same bookish nostalgia. That's implicit in the name Wikipedia itself, and in the ferociously Oedipal rivalry the Wikipedians feel with the Britannica. And it explains the exaggerated deference that Wikipedians pay to published sources, even though a lot of the books and articles the contributors cite turn out to be no more reliable than Wikipedia itself. The irony is that Wikipedia really signals the end of the encyclopedic vision. It's only when you actually try to implement that view of collective knowledge that you realize how fond and delusional it is. You deposit this multitude of strangers in a single place, you shouldn't be surprised when you come back and find nothing but a jumble of footprints in the mud. That's actually a fair picture of what human knowledge has always been, but it was never so evident before now.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at the University of California, Berkeley. His book, Talking Right, will be released in paperback this month. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.